Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Widrow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And it's going to be a very interesting week. And what we're going to be doing, we got a, quote, Superior Court judge, ultra-virus, impersonating a public officer in Dillingham. And we're going to sue her in federal court. And also, the first case for the Federal Court of Claims will be Mooney out of Minnesota. That should be done by Tuesday. Monday, we've got to get this other one done. And I'll go into both those, but that's something I've been wanting to do is take on these corrupt judges up here in Alaska. And we're going to be suing some federal judges. Yep. We're going to see what, because they have no jurisdiction at all. And it's conclusively proven. So we're going to see how they take it. So anyway, I had a couple of comments here before I get started with this. I cannot believe this Stacey Abrams out of Georgia going after that, if you have a heartbeat down in Georgia, no abortion. She said that is pure evil. Really? And her reason, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, these people, these Democrats, and there are rhinos, are Baphomet. They're half goat men. They're half man, half goat. They're Satanists. They're just unbelievably evil. I mean, they're talking about, I guess in New York, almost up to... just before the baby is born, you can do an abortion? And Virginia, the governor, oh, well, we can have them born to put them on the table and they're make them comfortable. And then it's like in the Gladiator, you go over to the mom and say, thumbs up or thumbs down. I can't even believe that in this country we would have these conversations. And her reason, we have to be a state that is not only friendly to businesses. Oh, life, so killing babies is business, okay. We have to be friendly to the women who work in businesses. You should not have to worry about your ability controlling your own body autonomy because the governor has pushed such an abominable and evil bill that is so restrictive. It is not only bad for morality and our humanity, it is bad for business. Bad for business. Oh, the money. That's right. The love of money is the root of all evil. That woman is right up there with Obama and Hillary. She is right. She is a whore. Baphomet whore. But she is. Pure evil. Unbelievable. And these Hollywood types are getting in board on this stuff. What kind of a country? What is wrong? These people, are they, have they been possessed by demons? Shape changers? Antichrist? What is wrong with these people? The only thing that I can say to them is your mother missed a heck of a good chance because the world would be a much better place without you. You want it to happen to some poor innocent child? Why didn't it happen to you? We just asked and ye shall receive. I highly recommend going and seeing the movie Unplanned. Not only do they need our support for the money side of it, anybody that is for abortion, after you go see that movie, you're lacking a moral compass. It's a one powerful movie to find out, actually see what goes on behind those Planned Parenthood closed doors. You actually see it. It's shocking. It shocks the conscience that we're doing this in this country or in supporting it around the world. I guess Trump is cutting back on some of that. We are so blessed to be in this country. There's no country like this country. Is it perfect? Of course not. But there's no country has a better track record than our country and the world today. Because it's a country made of laws, man's laws, of course. There's always things that go awry. And we're in a war today against socialism, Marxism, totalitarianism, dictatorship, anarchy. No borders is anarchy. I can't believe that. Say there's no crisis, and Trump went to all the murders and the slave trafficking and rapes and crimes, thievery. What is wrong? How can these Democrats and these other idiots even say there's no crisis? If we do not stop that southern border, we will lose what we have left of our country. And if Trump hadn't got elected, our country would have lost our republic. That's how critical it was. Because if Hillary had got in, we'd have heard nothing about all of the corruption that the high levels of the DOJ, thank God Sessions gone, Loretta Lynch and all them other ones, Comey, FBI and all this ilk, Brendan and all these CIA and all these other idiots. I tell you, you just can't make this stuff up that it could have got this bad. But Trump flushed him out. Is he perfect? No. I didn't vote for a saint. I voted for somebody that will stand and fight. Get our republic back for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And I'm telling you, it is one heck of a fight. But we're going to get a wall. He's going to make Mexico toe to the mark. You watch. That's coming. And there's going to be indictments. I think Barr is a different animal than Sessions. And now that report is over, that Mueller report, the hoax, the witch hunt, which is what it was, absolutely, totally a witch hunt. And what's so crazy about this is after Clinton got caught with his zipper down with Monica Lewinsky being serviced in the Oval Office of all place, talk about dishonoring our republic, and the impeachment and all that. Well, you know what the Democrats, this was 1998. You know what the Democrats did in 1999? Oh, my God, we got to protect old Clinton, our rapist and pedophile. So they put in the Federal Register, and it's a CFR of the Attorney General, that he has control of whether any information of a report will be released. Because you see, they released all of Clinton's report before they had that in place. Made for some really interesting reading, I guess. I haven't read it, but pretty racy, and even wrote a book about it. But then the Democrats, oh, we got that problem fixed. So Clinton, he can, and the Democrats now, they can go ahead and do all this independent counsel if we have another impeachment. But do you hear him talk? Do you ever hear him even mention it? They put it in place, but now they want the total report from Mueller, which they really don't have any business to do. He's totally absolved. There was no collusion. Nothing. There was no obstruction of justice. That shift out there in California, I don't know what's wrong with those people that are voting for him. They're mentally impaired or something. I can't even imagine. I mean, all this other gal, the Stacey Abrams, the people that voted for her. I mean, my God, that woman is so far out there and left on the evil side. I don't know. I don't know. But all we can do is fight. We know that when we stand for the truth in the Bible, you're going to be in the minority, and they're not going to like you. Well, guess what? We got a judge. She's not a judge. We had this case I was providing research on, Vanessa White in Palmer, Alaska, which is about 47 miles or so from me here. We challenged, Gladden did, and I do the briefing and stuff for people that want to use it, and they modify it and whatever they want to do with it, because I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. So all you government folks that listen, put it out, put it in a sock in it and go to hell. Anyway, she admitted. She says, I was pushing her about an oath of office, and I'm going to talk in detail about that before I get into some other stuff on the citizen stuff. That's just, like I say, this stuff is so, I just can't believe it could all be going on. And I got the evidence of it in writing. But this Vanessa White said, I am an undersigned jurist. She said, I sign legal documents at the bottom. I have a law degree, and all of the rest of it is irrelevant. I have no civil commission. I've never been appointed by the governor or anybody. I have no oath of office as a public officer on file. I have a bogus one. But I can't get 41 little words right, but I do have an employee affidavit on file. But you can't get those anymore, because since the state found out what we were doing, they're an employee. And they have a bond. Judges have a bond. You know what the bond says? I got a copy of the bond out at Juneau. It's for the employees to not be stealing from the state. Well, there's another bond that's in the, and it's the copyrighted state of Alaska, by the way. If you look at the front, it's all copyrighted. All these ordinances are this code stuff. You're supposed to be a freeholder and put up two personal bonds. Judges wouldn't, but people handling money and sheriffs, if we had sheriffs or police or whatever, of your own stuff. So that if there's a problem, then the persons that are damaged, because you then will tend to be honest, because you can go after their bond, their stuff, get their house or property. Do you know how many people in Alaska have that? None. It's on the books, but nobody has it. Nobody has this bond in all of Alaska. And what's even more amazing in Alaska, they have a whole bunch of stuff that is out of the territory of Alaska that's never been changed. Technically, we still have the territory of Alaska. That's in the regulations. Because when Alaska came in 1959, 50th state, we come in on an equal footing with the other states instead of the original states. Just one word. This is how critical it is in reading, getting the evidence against these guys. Equal footing with the other states. So who in the heck is those other states? So anyway, and this gal out there in Palmer, I'll look up her name. I never can remember her name. I think it's Risha Rice or something like that anyway. This issue is Dave Gladden, which is Ben in Dillingham. He had an apartment house. He lost it to foreclosure to a corrupt judge. That's not a judge. And we challenged him on all that. That's where we found out about Vanessa White. She signed the order. She flipped her finger at us. I am an undersigned jurist. What you going to do about it? Well, guess what? We're going to go after one of your sisters. That's right. Bad girl, bad girl. What you going to do? Well, that's got. So anyways, 1959, we become on an equal footing with the other states. And I went back and this is how important this stuff is when you start doing the research on these things. They have this constitutional convention. And so they had a lot of stuff. That was pretty good stuff. Then what the lawyers do at the last minute, they say, oh, we have a bunch of technical changes to make it constitutional. So they go in and they change a word here, a word here, a word here. So they just start reading them off. Anybody, any objections to any of these changes? Oh, no, nope, nope. We're just dumb and rocks. We didn't even bother to read what the changes and research that out. That's how they accomplished it. I went and read the minutes. I said, how do they do this? Are these people all that stupid? They start off with good intentions and then they get conned by the lawyers. We still have a committee where the executive and the legislative and the judicial legislative council all get together. Isn't that special in Alaska? Legislative council. I trace that back to the state council of states, the council of states. That's another corrupt entity in this crazy world that we live in. But anyway, getting back to Gladden's case, I've been wanting to do this for years. Been gathering all this information. Just never seemed to take the time and have the right kind of case to go after this gal. So how does it start out? Well, the Alaska Bar. Oh, that's a great outfit. You see, back in 1934, let me pull that up. They were getting ready for the United States District Courts that are patterned after the territory of Hawaii. They're not Article 3, and there's no even any doubt about that anymore. I got all the books, the confessions, legislative history. It's all there. So what they started doing, to transferring this power for these courts, and they're not Article 1 courts, they're not Article 3 constitutional courts in the several states, and they're not Article 4 in the territories and D.C. They just made it all. They put them all together and blended it together and said, well, that's great. Got all the evidence on it. Not a problem. So what do we start doing if you're going to start overthrowing a republic? Well, one of the things, this is in 1934, June 19th, and it's 48 Stat 1064. The Supreme Court shall have the power to prescribe by general rules for the district courts of the United States and for courts of the District of Columbia the form, processes, writs, pleadings, motions, and practice, and civil actions at law. That's civil actions at law, by the way. That stuff started back in, I think, 1850, somewhere along in there in New York. Said rules shall neither abridge, enlarge, nor modify the substantive rights of any litigant. Substantive rights. They shall take effect 6 months. Oh, I guess we want a break. You know, get back to the punchline. Thank you.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. Do you ever wonder why all these courts, federal courts especially, but all the courts, always want to do rules? Why is it so rules so important? This is 1934, June 19th. 48 Stat 1064. These rules, they shall take effect 6 months after their promulgation. Thereafter, all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force to effect of law. You got to be kidding me. That's what it says. This is 1934. That's the civil side. All laws have no further force and effect. How can you do that? I thought we had to go up and go to the Supreme Court, and they had the authority to declare a statute or something, a law. Of course, there's a lot of things in this. What they're talking about, though, laws they're talking about aren't really statutes of the United States. Those technically quit. They quit making laws of the United States in 1871 because they started off with statutes of the United States, and then they had the 1871 thing where they say, and be it further enacted for each section. They took that out. And then, of course, the 1900s, well, we started off with statutes of the United States, and the same time, then it said laws of the United States of America. Pretty soon, it's just laws of the United States of America. Then it's laws of the United States of America and public laws, and then all of a sudden, it's just public laws, which is anything. It's all in front of the books. You can see the progression. These guys are good. Say, guys, this is Satan and his ilk. The right of trial by jury, though, is preserved inviolate. The Seventh Amendment. This is on the civil side. Then, We'll go up to 1940, and let's see what we did there. This is 54 stat 688. Same thing. Such rules shall not take effect until they have been reported to Congress by the Attorney General from the beginning of the regular session thereafter until after close of session and thereafter. All laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect of law. What the hell is going on here? This is why they have these all these rules. You see all these rules. Way up 56 and all this other nonsense. You always rule a court. Well, I wonder if we could find something in the state of Alaska like that. Let's go take a peek here. You see, we got a legislature down there in Juneau. Ha ha. Well, let's go to civil rule. Let's see here. What should we go to? Civil rule 93. Legal effect of rule. Statute superseded. I'll be done. Go to H-E-L-L. Alaska's got the same thing. These rules are promulgated pursuant to the constitutional authority granting rulemaking power to the Supreme Court. And to the extent they're inconsistent with any procedural provisions of any statute, not enacted for the specific purpose of changing a rule, shall supersede such statute to the extent of such inconsistency. What's that mean? The legislature down there, the Alaska bar, give them a sandbox. And they can't get outside that sandbox. They have to specifically say we want to change and go outside the rule of the Alaska Bar Association. Yep. I wonder how many of the idiots down there know that. Probably very few, because when I went down there and took down and challenged all their oaths of office back in the late 90s, I took down 31 certified copies of all kinds of stuff. I took it to, what's that guy's name? He was a Senator Lauren Lehman. He was ranting and raving about the courts. Anybody? Yeah. So I got this stuff, flew all the way to Juneau. That's when I had money. It was about $1,000 round trip to go to Juneau. Took all these into his office, and the head gal there got a hold of him and said, get that stuff out of my office. So I'd take it over to the Secretary of the Senate, got it all checked in. And Rick Halford, Senator, he knew what was going on. And there's one gal that flew to England every year after the legislature got over. I have no idea what she was doing. There's just a couple of them knew what was going on, and they just wrote a thing, that's no big deal. We're not going to do anything. And then I saw him up here at a meeting back after he got to be, he was a senator, then he got to be vice president, and he was up here, and somebody was speaking over in Palmer. He gets up and starts his same stuff again. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928.
Okay, well, we're back here. And this Lauren Lehman, had a speaker come through for him, and I went over there, and he gets up on the stage, and he's ranting and raving about when he was in office and how the judicial is so corrupt. And, God, I almost got up, but I said, no, it'll take away from the thunder of what people were there for. But these people are just absolute freaking liars, like Veritas has proven, just like the Democrats. We got a Murkowski up here, voted against, oh, I don't want Obamacare. As soon as we get a president in that will sign it, we do it, she changes her mind. Oh, no, I can't do that. These people just lie. They're liars. Oh, God, I hate liars. Liars and thieves. So anyway, I was doing all this stuff, but I couldn't believe these different things. I got them now. Oh, I got them now. That's why I'm telling you, there are no public officers at any of the several states. Anywhere. And I'll get to that next hour. There's no way for him to exist. I was just up here on the branches getting all this stuff documented. And I kept thinking, oh, man, I got him now. Got him now. We go to the Constitution for the state of Alaska. For the state of Alaska. Not of, for. It's on behalf of, for this entity called state of Alaska. So what does it take to get into the legislature? Well, this is Article 2, Section 2. You got to be a qualified voter and a resident of Alaska. That's it. Okay? That's Article 2. Well, let's go to Article 3 for the, quote, executive. You got to be a resident of Alaska and you have to be a citizen of the United States. You didn't have to be a citizen of the United States to be in the legislature. And you don't have to, there's nothing about a qualified voter here. So, oh yes, it says qualified voter of the state. So now we got the first one, you got to be a resident in the legislature. Executive, you've got to be a citizen of the United States. Then we go down to Article 4. Judiciary. And this one here is in Article 4, Section 4. You got to be a citizen of the United States and of the state. Really? So, wait a minute. I thought we had just a uniform, quote, one of the several states. Legislature is a resident. Executive is a citizen of the United States. Judiciary is a citizen of the United States and the state. You can't make this stuff up. Then you go to look at the Constitution for the state of Alaska, because the Constitution can either be organic, which has to have external amendments, or it can be a constitution for a corporate municipal charter of some sort. Alaska has no external amendments. It's called a constitution because it's for a municipal entity. Every year they rewrite the internal parts of this, quote, constitution for the state of Alaska. I said, man, I got them now. It's a corporate charter. Nothing to do with organic. Nope, they could care less. But keep digging, because you know there's... I want to get to the root of what is going on. Why is all of this stuff going on? How can we have not one judge can get 41 little words right? It's in Article 12, Section 5, right there. It's in quotation marks. And we went down. I went down with Steve Collier. He's no longer talks to me anymore either. Most people don't after a little while. Somehow they get turned or whatever. Because I'm not bending to these people. I'm just not going to do it. 41 words. I will solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Alaska. Not four. Wait a minute. It says at the top it's four. And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as to the, so whatever it is, to the best of my abilities. End quotation. You know how many people have that oath of office, 41 words in Alaska as a public officer? The governor don't got it. Lieutenant governor don't got it. By the way, you know, we had a secretary of state and it's still in the constitution for the state of Alaska. They can't take it out. I don't know why, but they can't remove it. I had a representative, I asked him about that, and he said, well, I can't tell you. Why do you leave it in there if we change Secretary of the State to a Lieutenant Governor? There's no legislatures have this 41 words right as a public officer. The borough people don't. The judges don't. If you can call them that, they're all, it's all, but they, every one of them, without exception, has an employee affidavit with exactly 41 little words, right down to the commas. They just change a little bit of the stuff for the one, and they just call it an oath. That's why when you're doing research, it's oath of office as a public officer. Oh, I can have an oath of office. Anybody could. You got to be real careful when you're getting this stuff. But you're not going to find anybody that's in this whole country. It's all been overthrown. There's three constitutional courts left: Federal Court of Claims, Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, Supreme Court. But anyway, getting back to the good old state of Alaska, where we're going after this little lady out there, and a lady, this piece of garbage out there in Bomber, or in Dillingham. So, like when I go into those courts, why, I put stuff in quotation marks, like your name and all these other things, and So we go in there, and we put in the Superior Court of the state of Alaska. They actually had that. They started off in 1959, Superior Court of the state of Alaska. And then it got changed. You say, well, whoa, how could they got changed? Something happened here. Where did it change? Let me find it here. It's in the Alaska Bar Association. And all of a sudden, the Alaska Bar comes along because it was the Superior Court of the state of Alaska went down to the Anchorage court. They actually have a seal in their desk. They don't use it, but I got a copy of it. They gave me a copy back then. They don't use it. It also said third district. So it was Superior Court of the state of Alaska, third district, enacted in 1959. So how do we get around that? What do they do? Well, in the Alaska Bar, let me bring up the Alaska Bar rules here. They get around, and when they did their little nonsense thing, they get around and they change the name. Now it says Superior Court in the state of Alaska, or for the state of Alaska, Superior Court for the state of Alaska. And they took away third district and they put third judicial district. So this went from third district to third judicial district. Just one word. Well, what's the third judicial district? Well, you go to the very state bar law, Article 1. Guess what? Administrative districts for the Alaska Bar Association. And it's called third judicial district and not the third district. One word. Again, just one little word. And of course, they took off Superior Court of the state of Alaska to, I got to go back and look. I'll look it up just a minute here. For the state of Alaska, Superior Court for the in and for or something. I'll get that just a minute. So they changed the name and then they had to change that. And then they changed the seal because the seal is the signature of a court or of a corporation. Or of even the United States. United States of America is a corporation. They're all fictions. And the secretary is the one that has the signature, which is the seal. It's a signature. It's a fiction in law, and the secretary has its seal, its signature. So we changed it, the name of the court. We changed the third district, which is still, by the way, codified. Just bounces off that gal over there in Palmer and the one in Dillingham. They could care less. It's just irrelevant to them. They said denied. We're not going there. They don't even give a reason. So now we have a court that doesn't have the name that's in the code, that was in by statutes, never been changed. But we're operating in the Alaska Bar administrative districts. And then what do they do so that these attorneys, I had a couple, Rex Butler, he's a very prominent black attorney up here, and other ones, was helping me with this stuff when I kept coming up against it. What are you doing this for? He said, nothing's going to change until you, the people, figure it out. He says, I'm not going to do it because I'll lose my job. And they, what they do to these bar attorneys, they have a Rule 5 and a Rule 64 oath. You go check all this stuff out. It's all there. It just takes a little bit of work. They have them locked into the Alaska Bar. If they go outside and try to do constitutional law, you know what happens to them? Bingo! You're out of a job. Rex Butler said, well, my wife would probably divorce me. I can't make papers. What am I going to do for a living? So he wouldn't do it. He'd tell me about it. Because I couldn't figure out why they were doing this stuff. There's a reason. So now we got the Constitution for the state of Alaska that has no external amendments, got three different qualifications, one for the legislature, a different one from the executive, and a different one for the, quote, judges. And we changed the name of the courts. We changed it to administrative districts. We locked the attorneys in with the Rule 5 and Rule 64, and then we go to the judicial code, and the judge says, I'm doing fact and law. Woo, why? Well, I kind of figured that one. That's in the Alaska's judicial code. Go check yours out. They do fact and law. You know what that's called? Inquisitor. The old Star Chamber. All these courts are variations of the Star Chamber courts of merry old England. And I can frickin' prove it. Unbelievable. How in the holy heck did we get in this mess? So then, to make sure that Alaska doesn't get any constitutional judges in. We have a judicial council of lawyers that are bound only to the Alaska bar, put to the governor. He can't even go out and pick who he wants. They tell him who he can pick from for positions. Wow. Well, we got that one locked down. So he can only pick the good boys to become judges, the one that'll keep the secrets and keep the status quo. He can't even go out and do it. Then we get down to, you got to have a civil commission signed by the governor. Well, guess what? Let me find one here. I found this was Gene Warner. He tried to set me up too. God, it's amazing when you get, when people get under pressure, what they will do. Him and his wife, Kaylani, we worked together, and when they got out of jail, he really helped me. He gave me $110,000 because I had a Jewish shatar, another commercial law thing against me, and I paid him all back, but they went to jail, and I put him in my office and paid him a wage and just said, sit in the office because they had to have a job and don't do anything. I don't know what they did. But he got pinched again, and then he tried to set me up, so that kind of went, that went south. But it's amazing, and when you start doing this, what people will do when they get into a situation where they're going to go to jail. Unbelievable. People will snap. They just, they will. And it's not that it's something that you got to be whatever. But anyway, I got a, we found one, found a civil commission. And this is one they hadn't expunged yet. Because I went, we went down to Juneau, and we went down to the Federal Archives. I mean, God, I have spent so much time researching, get all these different things, getting this stuff documented. Because it takes a while. And this one says, State of Alaska, the governor of the state of Alaska, who shall, to all, who shall by these presents greetings. Know ye that the reposing special trust and confidence in the integrity and ability of loyal love, and they put the name, and by the authority in me vested by law, I do hereby issue this commission for appointment of, and then they give the name, in and for the state of Alaska, to authorize and empower him to execute and fulfill all the duties of that office according to the law, and to have and to hold said office with all powers to the same right appertaining thereunto, subject to the condition presented by law. In testimony, therefore, I have caused the seal of the state of Alaska and hereto affixed. Then he gives the date and all that, and he signs it. This was done in 1966. J. A. Rabinowitz. We found a real civil commission. A real one. Do they have civil commissions today? Nope. You see, I wrote a letter doing several, I got several letters like this, but this one here I wrote in, this is 2011. As you requested, the enclosed are copies of the oath of office for magistrate, judges, and justices of the Alaska court system. The documents include a variety of forms used by the court system. In some cases, the oath is included in a document, an employee affidavit. Yeah, that's right. The Alaska court system does not issue civil commissions, nor does the court have civil commissions on file for judicial officers. They don't have them. Article 4 says they got to be appointed. What do they do in this place? Guess what they call it? Well, first of all, it's by statute. Two, this is a very clear statute. Alaska Statute 39.05.035, Commission of Office. After each appointment of a state officer, the governor shall execute a commission, which shall state that the person to whom it is issued is appointed and sets out the office to and the term for which the officer is appointed. Alaska Statute 39.05.035. What do they do to look like? God, I just, this stuff is so simple when you see it, it just slaps you upside the head. They issue appointment letters. So now, wait a minute. If you're going to go into power, there's only two ways you get to be a public officer. You have to have a certificate of election, from the citizens of that state, not by a citizen of the United States. You have to have a certificate of election, or you have to have a civil commission signed and sealed by the governor. So I got all of these up till just a couple of years ago, and I quit. Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here. George in Texas, you got a tent out there with a whole bunch of illegals and a couple of MS-13 people you're putting up?
No, not in this area. We're sort of like not in a population zone, so God bless that. But anyway, I went and took my children to go see Unplanned.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you one thing, including my kids, I seen grown men go into tears in that theater.
Isn't that amazing? Movie.
Yes. And the thing is, I've been trying to say, and you know, Hollywood, they all have these actors, they're going to boycott the state of Georgia over this heartbeat bill. And you know, the thing is, I was just trying to say, everybody go see this movie Unplanned and just to send a message to these actors that we don't need you.
That's right. I've been watching all most of these movies anymore. They're so crazy. I said, I'm not going to support you. Deal with it. I'll get by without it. But most of them are garbage anyway anymore. Isn't that a powerful movie?
Yes, and it was, like I say, it was a bunch of no-name actors, and boy, they were Oscar material.
They were. But,
and the thing is, you know, it's like, and you know, the thing is, I wish they would have come out with a movie about a, they come out with a movie of Henry Schindler Schiavo, because I could tell you, living in Florida, I could tell you what goes on in a nursing home. And I could tell you.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, they want to murder these old people.
They do.
And the thing is, and I keep telling people, and you know, and I keep telling people, I say, if we're going to have a moral and just society, we got to speak up and defend those, if it's unborn or it's elderly or infirmed, that they, that we have to defend those who can't speak or defend themselves.
Right.
We do not have a moral and just society without that.
Well, I'm glad you called about Unplanned, because everybody should go see that movie, take their children to see it, and start showing them what really goes on behind closed doors.
Well, just want to let you know, Ralph, I'm going to get up the phone and let you get back.
Okay, well, thanks. I'm glad you went and saw that. Thanks for calling in on that.
Thank you, Ralph. Bye.
Yep. It's a powerful movie. The other one is Hotel Mumbai, which is about 10 Muslims. That happened for real. They killed about 180 people. They were in India to show the barbarian. These people are subhuman barbarians of what they did. This is Muslims. Hijab, this Judge Pirro that got put off of for mentioning about that. We cannot have these people in our country. They are not only the enemies of our republic, their goal is to get the 12th bond back, and everybody's going to be going down on a prayer rug to Allah and wiping out all Christians. Why would you invite somebody in like that? Look at their countries. What have their countries accomplished? They get around, they want to get rid of all the guns every time the Democrats do. Well, look and see where all of the stuff that's going on in the country with all the wars and all the bombings, almost invariably it is a Muslim. So let's ban the suckers. Sheesh. Oh, no, they bend over backwards. Like down there in New Zealand. Oh, my God, they killed 50 Muslims. Good for that guy. I reckon care less. How about in Africa? They are killing Christians every freaking day and burning churches. Unbelievably. And not a peep. China. Being a Christian over there is you get killed for doing this stuff. But we can't talk about that. But anytime a Muslim comes along, oh my God, let's all line up. We got two of them in Congress, and look at what they've screwed up already. Unbelievable. Back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This